It's 7:49 and you're tuned to KBBI AM, 890 Homer. It's Friday morning and that means it's once again time for our weekly legislative call-in. On the line from Juneau, we have Representative Paul Seaton of House District 31. Representative Seaton, let's start with a rundown of what you've been working on over the last week.
Well, good morning, everybody, and it's been an interesting, busy week. Last Friday, we had House Bill 115 up in the afternoon and evening with public testimony. And thanks to everyone who called in or wrote us. We got lots of testimony, and more than half of the people were supportive of the bill, as well as we got lots of good ideas for making some clarifications in the bill. So we'll be looking at amendments this next week. So we've been doing our finance subcommittees, and those have been going well. Most are reaching closeout. They all have to close out and have their recommendations ready by the 24th. So they all have to be ready here. So we'll be looking at some of those. We've got revenue, the legislature's budget, the governor's budget, administration, commerce, corrections, environmental corrections, and public safety have all reported in. So any of those might be up on the calendar.
You mentioned you heard over 5 hours of public testimony from Alaskans last week on House Bill 115. That's the State Revenue Restructuring Act. Do you expect that feedback will result in any changes or amendments to the bill?
Oh, absolutely. We've got several amendments looking at the percent of market value calculation, how that goes forward, inflation proofing, some mechanism to better do that. And so, yeah, there's been really good input, and we'll be looking at some of the tax issues as well. There's some confusion around some of those issues and better ways to make the calculation. So we'll be looking at those aspects of the bill, and really appreciate the detailed comments that people have written in with suggestions.
So switching gears here, this week the Senate passed House Joint Resolution 5, a resolution asking Congress to open up a portion of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to oil and gas development. It was also passed by the House earlier this month. What are your thoughts on the resolution?
Well, it's looking at the Arctic plain, coastal plain, where there was basically kind of reserved, not put in the refuge. And so it passed the House with only 4 dissenting votes. And so I think there have been a few little changes, which I think will be good. But basically, you know, we're letting Congress know that we would like to be able to develop our natural resources. We have to do it in a very environmentally and ecologically sensitive way. But things are getting much better as far as lowering the footprint with the directional drilling and those things. So we're looking forward to seeing if there's a way to improve the state budget with the volume of oil coming off the slope.
So do you think that drilling in ANWR has a better chance of moving forward now that Republicans control both the House and the Senate?
Well, you know, our senator, U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski was just here and talked to us, and people can also watch her speech if they missed that online. But I think that there may be more ability to actually have the resolution come to fruition. Everybody should understand that really it's just talking about that small coastal strip, not the entire refuge.
And wrapping up here, what are you looking forward to this coming week?
Well, this week we're finalizing all of the budget subcommittees. We'll have those this next week, putting those into a budget, taking suggestions from all the subcommittees, and then we'll come out with a committee substitute bill that we'll take public testimony on from across the state on the budget as we've amended it and move forward in our process.
That was Representative Paul Seaton in Juneau. You can hear KBBI's legislative call-in every Friday morning at 7:49 a.m. You can also tune into the rebroadcast tonight during the local evening news right here on KBBI AM 890 Homer.